There is not in the world a kind of life more sweet and delightful than that of a continual conversation with God. Those only can comprehend it who practice and experience it. Brother Lawrence, Carmelite monk of the 1600s, France. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. "Where are you?" God called. Genesis 3:8-9. Imagine being able to physically walk with God in a garden of delights daily. Imagine hearing his voice as he reveals the truths of the universe and the depth of his love for you. Imagine planning new creative ventures and sharing the joys of your day with him as you breathe in the cool evening air. This was the privilege of Adam and Eve. We were also designed to have communion with God. We were created for relationship with him, with one another and all living things. Within the framework of God's will, humans were given the privilege and responsibility of tending the garden in the image of God, or on God's behalf. The problem came, and still comes, when we choose to focus on what we think will serve us best, when we take up a quest to find our best life and abandon our God-given purpose. But as Chris Kiesling writes in Doubt, Dilemma, and Disenchantment, the cross moves us in our understanding of calling from a place of self-absorption to a place of personal involvement in feeling the brokenness of God's creation. Indeed, the cross defines the character of our calling by declaring decisively that our time, our talent, and our treasure is to be made an offering for the sake of the world's redemption. Where are you? God is calling. Can you hear? Breathe deep as you pause to listen to the scripture again. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Where are you? God called. And now, inspired by Augustine's words, I pray, loving Jesus, Word made flesh, tune my ears to hear your call. You are my end. It is to you that I am journeying. And it is only when I have arrived there that my desire will be fulfilled. You are my home. Help me to hear and know your voice as you call out to my restless heart. I am the way, and to me you come.